Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's Show. I'm running a little late, but today things got ahead of me, got away from me. I don't know how else to put it. Things got away. Anyway, I want to kind of further the theme from the other night. You know, in trying to get everybody prepared and get their eyes open to, you know, what we're really going to be looking at here. We can see that in today's time, they're going to now come after all the people that still have a brain in their head. It's, you know, they're calling us the unvaxxed. And I heard we heard a fellow from Alberta saying that the courts have proven, came out and validated that their COVID doesn't exist. And now we can expect the shit to hit the fan. Well, we're probably going to see a directed energy weapon assault in Alberta, maybe a tsunami, maybe a hurricane, earthquake, you know, lightning, electrical storms. You know, the usual bullshit. Oppose the opposition, and they're going to send all kinds of death threats. We're going to destroy your land. We're going to drop a thunderbolt up your ass. Something to that nature, you know. I mean, it's happened, right? I mean, they burned down Fort McMurray with directed energy weapons. They burned down California, Paradise, remember that? That's all directed energy weapons. They've been monkeying around with Oregon with the weather modification weaponry. How many times have they pounded the shit out of Texas, you know, with floods and hurricanes and storms and whatever? You know, I think seriously, when they do shit like this, all it does to me is just makes me madder. And matter and matter. And all it does to me is makes me want to fight more and more and more. You know, they would have been better off leaving us alone. This probably would have blown over all by itself. But instead, they kept on pushing their psychological bullshit. You know, the problem with us in Canada, okay, 62% bought into the bullshit. That's the problem we have in Canada. Now, unfortunately, that 62% now are going to suffer, you know, sufferable consequences to these actions. And unfortunately, the other 38% are going to have to now go along to some extent and suffer with them. I was talking to somebody today, and something came out of 1989. I didn't get a chance to look at it. Anyway, in the illustration or in the talk, they were saying that they were going to get the vaccinated to fight against the unvaccinated. Now, this is for Canadians, for sure. I want everyone in Canada to get this really hard. Because there's going to be a screw job coming down the pipe. They are going to send some of their high-tech hardware down the road. I'm going to talk about swarms in a little bit. And we saw a little thing on YouTube about swarms. This shit really exists. So we're going to get into that a little bit. But anyway, they're going to come in with consequences. If you don't take that damn shot, we need you to take that damn shot because Pfizer signed a contract with Canada. It's a lopsided fucking contract, but we signed it with them anyway. They now run the country. They will tell us when to buy this shit, when to engage this shit, and when to spread this shit. Because it's nothing but shit. This is the way it is. This is the contract. This is the contract. We don't have COVID. We never did. We never had Corona. We don't even have this Delta variant. The only thing that's Delta out there is the frickin' frequencies that are pumping in everybody's head to put everybody in a state of hypnosis and bullshit and fill them with bullshit and all kinds of things. Like I said, I tell you, the more crap they do, the more pissed off I get. And I'm already at the brink of, and my pissed off meter's almost broke because I think I just broke the thermometer. And it doesn't, I mean, doesn't it agitate everybody else? I mean, in North America, in Canada, United States, every time something doesn't go their way, they decide to punish us with weather warfare. So those of you still don't believe that chemtrails can modify the weather, they can hit frequencies to alter the weather, you know, you need to wake up and get caught up in 2021. We are no longer in 1980. This is the problem with a lot of Canadians. We still think we're in the past. We still think that the government is there to take care of us. When are the people of Canada going to wake up and realize mom and dad is not the government? Government is nothing but the left and right arm of the devil. And all they know how to do is lull you to sleep, lull you into this false sense of bullshit. It's time you took the nipple out and started eating some real meat so you can start thinking. See, children need to be breastfed because they can't handle the real food or handle the real diet. The real diet today is die with a T, because this is what they're giving you. And you got to be able to handle the real deal, because we don't have anything else. Government isn't there to protect you. Government isn't there to help you. If, in fact, haven't you realized they've been cutting down your benefits? Sending you letters saying, oh, we got to make a change in the policy. You no longer qualify for this kind of money. They did that with me. They did that with Brian. They did that with a couple other people I know that were in their retirement age. And those of you who think you're right around the corner to collect your pensions, I got news for you. They ain't going to be there. China's got to get their payoff. We got to pay for these drugs with something, right? We got to pay for these. This money has got to come from somewhere. Well, they killed off all the baby boomers. The first round baby boomers they cut off. I'm sure they dug into the bank and stole their money as well. You know, this is what the government does. This is how the government will take care of you. This is how the government's going to look after you. Once you have capitulated and surrendered your life to the government, to the arm of the devil, they are going to then make sure they take care of you. They're going to take you out. They got to pay for these drugs. They signed contracts with Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson. I'm sure they're probably signing a contract with Sputnik. They got to pay for this shit some way. So what they do is basically send in the kill squad. We're going to warp speed. We're going to warp speed this engineered technology that's been tested and tried and has killed everything it has been tried and tested on. But it's okay. They're safe. We're going to kill you, but it's safe. We're going to jab you. It's safe. We're going to program you. It's safe. We're going to put all kinds of nanobots inside your body that will swarm your system. But it's safe. We're going to inject into you some kind of hocus pocus smokus stuff that we don't even know what it'll do. But it's safe. We're going to test you with a test that isn't worth a shit, doesn't give you any real answers, and we can lie with it because you don't know what it's about. But it's safe. We're going to jab something in up your nose underneath your pineal gland, and we're going to contort it and twist it in there, but it's safe. Like I said, when are Canadians going to grow up and realize that the government just doesn't give a sweet fuck about any of you? They don't care. They just don't care. How many of you gotta die before you wake up? How many of you gotta suffer some hideous genetic suffering, genetic damage that they're doing to you. How many of you got to suffer? How many of you got to be buried? You know why they say when somebody dies from the vaccine that they didn't die from the vaccine? I hope some of you read the links the other night, because the contract in there states with Pfizer that, and all the rest of them, that the vaccine companies are completely untouchable. Can't say anything negative about their shit. They can pump you with whatever shit they want to pump you with, and if it kills you, too bad, so sad. The government doesn't care, because the government's going to take that money that they've insured you with to pay for these drugs that they're buying that we don't need. But they got to buy these drugs. You know why they got to buy these drugs? Not because they're safe. Oh, no. They got to buy these drugs because Pfizer has dictated to them that they have to buy their drugs. Moderna has dictated to them, and they're telling them how much they have to buy, for how long they have to buy them. And they have to get everybody injected. This is where the problem lies with the drug company. There are some of us, including myself, I'd rather be fucking dead before I take that junk, that computer, that mark of the beast, that crap that they want to put into us. I'm serious. I'd rather be dead. And you know what? There's a lot out there that feel exactly the same way I do. Now let's get back to that battle between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Right now, the way it is, it's 2-1, vaccinated against unvaccinated, almost 2-1, give or take. But the unvaccinated will win, hands down, will win. I'll tell you why they'll win. Because by the time they get these people all wound up to attack us, because this is what they're doing now, they're engaging this bullshit now, they're initiating it, you know, Biden in the United States, all right, everybody, we're going to force mandates, we're going to lock you down again, we're going to punish you, we're going to pound you, you're going to get vaccinated, or you're going to stay in your cage. Like, who made him my father? Who made him my mom? Who the hell is this guy? I thought the American public voted for him. I thought he worked for the American public. And he's going to come around sounding like a dictator? My friend there, she sent me the link. I hadn't had a chance to look at it. But she said that same thing, that Trudeau sounded like a dictator today. They are not mom and dad. They are not my mother. They're not my father. They're not yours either. Your mom and dad, if they're still alive and living in their own place or in your place, those are your parents. This is the government. The government is not mom and dad. The government is an institution, okay, a concept, an ideology that is supposed to be there for the people, by the people. Any free country, well, I shouldn't say free, let me rephrase that. Any country with the perspective or perception of a democracy, which whether or not we really ever had that, is supposed to have a government that is designated to support the system that they are representing. In this case, a democratic principle, civil liberties, a charter of rights, a constitution, Bill of Rights in America, constitution in Canada. What do we got going on? Anything but. Basically, our Charter of Rights today isn't worth toilet paper. They're basically wiping their ass with our charter. I'm just going to be very straightforward with it. Some of you may not like what I just said, but it's nonetheless true. The political system we have is not representing us. The Conservative Party are a joke. They are a laugh. They haven't done nothing but surrender this country to China. The Liberal Party doesn't give a fiddler's fuck about you either. They're going, oh, Trudeau can't wait to, you know, go China. China, China. Oh, there's mom. There's China. Yeah, we'll give them everything. We'll give them the land. Give them the businesses. Give them everything. Welcome to Chinatown. We no longer have a Canadian flag up there with a maple leaf. Oh no, we got a maple leaf that's been cut in half with a sickle. Stars are flying, yellow golden stars, where a maple leaf once was. That's where we're heading. That's where this is going. Back to the war. All right, we got 62% of vaccinated people, and we got 38%. The vaccinated people, by the time they get them all primed up, because they're getting them all worked up now, getting them all in this tribal frenzy, unvaccinated evil, kill, kill the unvaccinated, kill, kill. Most of them are going to be dead in about 6 months anyway. I figure about half, 30% of them. So, out of that 30%, that's about, 30%. Not almost 50%, but 30%. And I figure a good chunk of them are going to be dead by fall. So by the time they get them all ready to fight, they won't be able to fight. They'll have no immune system to fight. Matter of fact, if you sneeze on them, they might die. Ha-shoo! Oh, shit, he just died. When the doctors are saying they only have 1/6 of their functioning immune system, that means they're operating at 16% immune functionality. That barely covers the autonomic nervous system. They can't handle anything else. Okay? Flu season's right there. And we know what the leaders, the great leaders of the free world, are going to do. They're going to do what they did to Australia. Put them under military martial law. They want to do that here too. That might get interesting. That might be one of the reasons why we might have a sound cannon in Windsor. Because I think if they pushed hard enough in Windsor, they're going to have a unified force they've never seen before. You'll see Muslims, Christians, Buddhists, Hindus, Vedics, Native, get together. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And I guarantee you there'll be an ass whooping. I guarantee it there'll be an ass whooping. People here run a little differently. They're pretty easy going, pretty laid back. But if they pull out that kind of nonsense, I'm not sure how that's going to fly here. It'll definitely get interesting. I'm not saying that I'm perpetrating any kind of violence. But then again, if they attack, you reap what you sow. This is the mentality everybody in Canada better have. Nobody wants a war. Nobody wants to kill anybody. Not in this country, for sure. Most of us are pretty easy going, laid back. But there's a time when you've got to take a stand. Being afraid of a boogeyman that never existed. What more do you need when you have a court case in Canada, for crying out loud? And the defendant presented to the court and requested proof and evidence that this thing actually existed, and they couldn't bring any evidence to surface indicating that if they were writing a document, a government document based on science, and the science is saying we don't know what it is because we don't have a sample, then all this has been for sweet F.A. It's all been here to destroy anybody who's got an established business, anybody who's got... They want to take your money out. They want to take your money now. They want to leave you in a state of complete autonomy, or not autonomy, a dictatorship, with the government. You're not going to have any autonomy. See, as long as you have cash, you have autonomy. As long as you have cash, you can buy whatever the hell you want. You can go anywhere you like. You got cash. You can go into a communist country. Show them enough cash, they'll let you go anywhere you want. That's how it works. You got the cash, they'll have the stash. That's just the way it rolls. So, when we're looking at this war, they're trying to divide Canadians against Canadians. We better smarten up on that and realize when this happens and they decide to divide us against each other, I, for one, do not want to really hurt another Canadian. It's not that I'm afraid of other Canadians. It's just not, that's, you're not my enemy. The real enemy isn't in Ottawa. The real enemy is in Queen's Park. The real enemy is wherever your city hall is. Those are the real enemies we have. And if we really took a righteous stand, those are the people that we need to remove from power. What leader would divide a country like this? What leader would try to set people against each other, their own people against each other? You know, it's something we better all start to think about. Are you ready to kill another Canadian? Are you ready to hurt another Canadian? Are you ready to, you know, go along with this bullshit? Like I said, the more things they do, the more angry I get. This was like this last straw. And the thing about our elections, this election coming up, whether or not it's even going to be a legitimate election, I don't even know. Because they can rig these devices. They're all computerized devices. You can pull the lever. You know what? If there was a way to put your own name on the ballot, I would say everybody that's going to go vote and run their election, put your name on the ballot. I don't think it's going to matter because they're going to cheat anyway, just like they cheated with Trump. You know, like you saw those videos in Arizona where they went, they pulled out these votes that you know, of all these dead people that they went and took off about names off the grave. Biden won, according to their bullshit. The game is rigged. You can't win playing by their rules. I think we need to bring in a new set of rules. That's just my thinking. We're no longer Canada. I don't know what we are anymore. Now, young man or the young fellow there that was in Alberta, you know, kudos to him. He got the courts to put in writing that the COVID doesn't exist and that Alberta now has dropped Corona down to the status of a flu. But this is what they're going to do in Alberta. It just hit me now. Alberta no longer is going to have to worry about the corona. Because the court said, corona, there's no proof. Therefore, we can't do anything based on the corona. So Alberta may get a real virus. May get a real outbreak. May get a real pandemic. Maybe. It won't be a Delta, it won't be a Lambda. No. We know Lambda and Delta is all bullshit too. Nothing there. More imagined slights by the government. That scared them some more. We'll call it Delta. Then we'll call it Lambda. And we'll find some other Greek alphabet and call it something else. It's funny in a way. I laugh because they're getting away with it. Getting away with it. I was telling somebody today about when I look outside today, it's like the masks are 50-50. People walking outside or whatever. I'm wondering, that's a good sign really that some people still have a brain cell that's functioning. And you know, and I'm happy to see that. I gotta make a comment. I think I talked about this the other day, one of the shows. Somebody sent me an email and asked me if I noticed that people were becoming dumber, becoming more stupid. And I'm already at that point in my mind that people are stupid. And now with all this going on, we have now seen the level of the stupidity. But I wasn't really paying attention to something that was really obvious right under my nose. I got two signs on my door. Three. One is, I don't ask for your mask. Don't care. Because I know that's all bullshit. You want to wear a mask in my store? You can. I don't care. You don't want to wear a mask in my store? I don't care. You got a health exemption? Okay, that's you're exonerated from wearing a mask anyway. I don't give a shit what Fauci says. He can go screw himself. The people come into my door. Today I had two people come in. I asked them, very politely, have you been injected? Oh, yeah, I got 2 shots. Okay, well, you have to go outside then. But I got 2 shots. I said, that's why you have to go outside. Yesterday, a guy comes in and says, you've been injected? Yeah, I got 2 shots. He says, you have to wait outside then. He said, what? I said, you have to wait outside. He says, what for? Because you're shedding. He says, this is the first time I ever got kicked out of a store for getting an injection. There might be more coming. But anyway, it dawned on me after I got that email that these people are stupid. I mean, okay, let me rephrase that. Stupider than stupid. I don't know if that's even a word. Because the signs are right there, right and left. There's 2 of them. Can't miss them. They're at eye contact. You look through the door, whatever. And it says if you had any one of those injections, not to come into the shop. Now, some people come to the door, they read the signs, and walk away. That's cool. Others come into the shop. I got to run my ozonator. I got my ionic field running. I got to go get myself pulsed. And I asked them, have you been injected? Yeah, I got 2 shots. I mean, unbelievable. So I expect in the next 6 months, these are the things I expect to see happen. A, Alberta is going to have some kind of problem. Whether it be a weather warfare problem, whether it be a biological warfare problem, something is going to hit Alberta. And any other, and this is so that every other province will be scared to get in line. I hope everybody in Canada grows a set of cast iron balls. I really do. And I don't give a shit if they drop a effing nuke here. I'm still not taking that damn needle. They can shove it up their ass sideways, as far as I'm concerned. Give it a crank. Well, do the same thing. They should get a PCR stuck up there, too, while they're at it. Get both of them up there. But that's my mindset. And like I said, I expect that to happen, something to happen to Alberta and any other province. My buddy out west there, she's telling me that Bonnie, the health minister there, saying that, you know, I'm running out of patients. Who the fuck is this woman? Seriously? Oh man, sometimes I get this Mediterranean thing wants to come out. Gotta tell you, it's a hard one to restrain sometimes. When I hear shit like this from a public servant going to tell me that they are running out of patients, time for you to go home. Time for you to take your shit and leave. Then we can take your ass to court. And I think maybe we need to really push this whole court thing right to the max, right across the board. I know I had a guy come in yesterday and he was telling me that he wants to look into it here in Windsor. And I'm going to point out something here on this. If this goes on, I will let everybody know. And I think everybody in Windsor that's awake, my personal opinion anyway, should contribute in some form or fashion so we can get an attorney, one that will fight, and find a judge that will actually be have enough integrity to do the right thing. Not some Masonic, Jesuit, Zionist judge, but a judge, a Canadian judge, a God-fearing judge. That would be good. And that's you know, my buddy was saying something to me today. I agree with him. But I also see there's a reality about this. You know, like I said, every day when I think about it, I have to leave Windsor because of this screw up. It really irks my ire. And he was saying, now his attitude was, I'm not leaving anywhere. They need to go. And I agree with him. I think all these people that are in these public servants, that are not public dictators now, public servants need to be removed. All of them. And their assets need to be removed as well. They're doing this to us. They're going to take away your assets. They're going to take away your money. They're going to take away your banking. You're not going to be nothing but a digitized currency. This is what Bill Gates wanted. Everybody will be currency. They will digitize you so you can put your arm under a light or an infrared or a microwave or something so they can read the quantum chip that has been built inside you by this nano constructions that's been going on long before we got these vaccines. They put that little piece, that little swab up your nose. That's probably graphene material, which now will transmit a frequency. Imagine getting turned on, being turned into a robot. I hear and obey, Igor. I hear and obey. You know, maybe turn them into a zombie. Ooh, zombie. They turn him into a zombie. I think all gloves are off. Everything's fair play at that point. I think the only shot they're going to get is the one that, you know, counts. The only shot I want is a shot of brandy. But anyway, we need to really see how this game is being played. And we need to understand that I expect something to happen in the United States too. I expect something to happen to Florida. Well, something already happened to Florida. Florida amended their laws a couple weeks ago. And I said on the show that something was going to happen where they're going to be able to enact those laws. And they've done it. They created a state of emergency. Now everybody in Florida has to get injected. So I'm not sure what's going to happen to the rest of the country. But I imagine the West Coast is going to have tsunamis and hurricanes. I expect maybe the Midwest to have snow. You know, Dakotas, Idaho, Iowa, Colorado, Nebraska. I expect heavy snow to hit them. Somebody's saying, Tone, you're crazy. It doesn't snow in those areas. It's going to snow. They will kill the crop. Have you noticed that lately? I just had a buddy of mine tell me today that they're paying people, farmers in Windsor, in Ontario, in Essex County. They're paying the farmers to wipe out their own crop. And they're taking the money. Imagine that. Like I said, there are days There are days. Anyway, I want to get a little bit into the swarm. Swarm bots. And there's a letter to the unvaccinated. I think everybody should read it. It might be inspiring for some of you. It actually makes mention that why we should be able to stand up for our rights, say no to an injection that has been adequately tested or approved, and since we don't know, and there has never been any isolation of the so-called boogeyman that's going to get you, then why the hell are you taking a shot? And the biggest reason most people are taking the shot is because their friends took the frickin' thing. That's really the number one reason why. Oh, my buddy took it, so I took it too. And then I'm hearing people, well, I took the shot, I don't feel so good. No one keeled over. Are you all right? Slap him around a little bit. He ain't moving. He's turned gray. Grown a third eye. Antenna. Oh. Giant centipede. No, anyway. Point I'm trying to make here. People are taking these things because monkeys see monkey do. You remember the commercials they used to have? Beer commercials? I am Canadian. Remember those commercials? Remember they used to have these monkeys in the office and they're all beating on a typewriter or a keyboard? That's what they think about Canadians. They're a bunch of monkeys. Monkey see, monkey do. That's how they're viewing Canadians, just like those commercials. Those commercials were insulting. Those commercials were an actual insult. When I saw those commercials, I am Canadian, Molson Canadian, whatever. And they were showing how monkeys were in a office, all beating on a typewriter. They're basically calling Canadians dumb as monkeys. They will just do what everybody else does. So anyway, My friend took it, so I had to take it too.
You can join your friend in the box. When he goes, you can go too.
Okay, they're talking about these swarm bots. And, you know, I got on some of the stuff with the killer robots, and they're now, we are going to be seeing these, you know, everything I've been telling you about robots and swarms and drones, you know, I'm getting more and more literature that comes my way indicating where we're at with a lot of this stuff. This is a lot closer than you think. Russia told the UN that they don't need to regulate robots because they know how to kill and they know who to kill and who not to kill. But no regulation. None. Zero. Just let them loose. They're soldiers. Indispensable. Like I said the other day, we're teaching AI how to make war. We're teaching a machine that can think at rates we can't even begin to grasp, analyzing every scenario, creating every scenario that's possible, so that it can come up with any contingency that you could throw at it. And the Russians are telling the UN, we don't need to regulate them. Elon Musk is scared shitless. He said, you better hope we have a benign AI. Says the alternative is not something you want to know. And then he says that we're in a near level state of extinction. I agree with them on these things. Everything I see scares the hell out of me with AI. You know, I'm not sure how, whose brainchild this was to make this that integral in our lives. I don't need a cell phone. I got a landline. Dial the number. I talk to people. I don't need to show them a smiley or a meme or whatever the hell it is people do with these things. I don't need to take a picture with it either. That's why they made cameras. You know. And yet, it's all linked up. You know, all linked up. We got caught up in the technology that has now been fed by everybody. These cell phones fed the data to this AI. It's still feeding the data to the AI. When you go shopping anywhere, and you come home and you put on your computer, or you go on Amazon or some other site, and you turn on to another page, all of a sudden you got all these ads. I don't need a machine to tell me what and where and what to buy if I already know what I want. You know, the computer has given away too much. Anyway, these swarms can work a several different ways. They're talking about using a swarm, for instance, with a firefighter. Goes up a ladder and has to get into the building, but it's engulfed in flames. So he sends a swarm of bots where they go in and they do a runabout, check everything out, and let him know. Then comes back and sends the data to the fireman, so he knows where people are, if there are any there, and what to do and how to put out the fire, because they can see how bad the flames are and how much it's engulfed, whatever. That's one aspect of it. Now, they're worried about having people having a direct interface with these swarm. Because just like anything else, they're letting it loose without any control. It can fly around, assess the situation, and then if it needs more drones, it can either detach other components of the drone, making the drone more plentiful. And so that when it goes to hit its target, the drones are all assessing the best way to do it and then transferring that data among each other. Okay, when you're talking going into a fight. That's what they would do. But this is a military device. This is, you know, like I said, we're not living in a non-military combat zone. These are military devices that they're creating so that they can get the general population to start using these devices. So they get better ways of tracking and taking you out. This is what they're doing. So I got a couple links there on that, on the Swarm. Got that one link the Russians saying to the UN, no, we don't need them monitored. Elon Musk wanted to regulate these things. You know, he said the way it works is by the time something happens, seriously happens, or by the time you do an investigation, it can take 6 months to a year before anything can really happen. And he's correct, but that's all done by design. You know, when you're getting people to work in administrations and government and being told they have to get vaccinated, as it is now, you got a lot of government people that will not go back to work. Some will. And the majority of people that will be running these offices will be people from other countries that don't speak the language. Imagine that. So with these swarms, you can see the multiple different types of swarms. Even inside your body, the nano can act like a swarm. I have pulled out clusters of these things out of my skull after I blasted myself with a surge and purge or an EMP. And the amount that comes out is, like I said, it's compacted. And you might have 10 or 12 of these tiny little bots wrapped up in a protein. So imagine if you got way more in your body. This is why you need to remove and diminish what's there so that you can remove any particle that could be activated. So this is why, like I said, we have all these different things you can do. Buckets, triangles, you surge and purge. To get this stuff disengaged, get this stuff zapped out, not zapped, but purged out of you. You know, it's important because this tech can do what they're saying. And I seriously believe that, like I said, about 95% of all the health issues we're dealing with today are all direct result of some epigenetic contact that we've made with something that is causing all these health issues. All the cancers, all the respiratory issues, all the digestive disorders, you know, lack of libido, lack of brain power, you know, you're falling asleep or you're can't remember, you can't retain. This is all part of it. All part of it. You know. I think what they've been waiting for is the fact that Canadians would get dumber because of the injections, and now they want to further target those who aren't injected. All I'm going to say for those who aren't injected, if you understand what you're dealing with and you understand the full extent of what means not to be injected, you shouldn't get injected. Those of you who are, you know, again, sitting on the fence about these injections, you might want to read them thoroughly before you allow any of them to put anything in your body. It's imperative that you understand that. Okay, because if you allow anything to come into your body and you don't know what it's going to do, well, then it's Russian roulette, isn't it? Not a good idea. So, like I said, you may want to, again, thoroughly check out anything. Nobody should get these injections. I'm not even encouraging anybody to do so. I know some are going to change their mind again. I've heard that all week. You know, I told the guy 3 months, and after 3 months he wasn't going to get it. Then he turned around and got it. Why did he do that? Go ask that person. Family pressure is what did it. Family pressure is what made the guy go do it. So anyway, I think I'm going to wind her up a little bit shorter tonight because, A, I'm running late, and, B, I'm getting a little tired, and I need to be on my toes tomorrow. Usually am. So anyway, as I always state on these shows, go read the Gospels, man. Go read what Jesus has to say. Go understand what he's talking about. Go understand the book of Revelations. Go understand the book of Acts. Don't let anybody interfere with your studying of the Gospels, trying to imply any of their opinions. Opinions are like arseholes. Everyone has one. It's a substantiation is what you're looking for. We all need to have substance, not bullshit. So when somebody offers you anything, okay, then you have to question, is this an opinion or is this a fact? And until you find the facts that you're looking for, reading the scriptures and reading the Bible, reading whatever, Gospels, the letters, the Revelations, whatever you're reading there, whatever book you're reading, okay, things will start to come. You don't need somebody's opinions. You don't need somebody's doctrines. You don't need somebody's dogma. I'm saying this because I went through that in my own life, you know, twice, you know, going through two cults, and I've seen how they will twist, contort, and maneuver you into believing whatever shit they want you to believe so that you can be a better slave. The whole idea is that you're going to be a slave. You're going to help them out. You're going to show them, you know, the love of God and whatever, blah, 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 whatever bullshit goes on. You're going to work and give them 90% of your wages and you're going to keep 10 because God is going to bless you. God will bless you. He'll bless you with common sense after a while. He'll bless you with a brain, or he'll bless you with an engaged brain, just so you know. So again, read the Gospels. Understand what Jesus has to say. Okay, I always say, you know, there's a bunch of people on the site as well. They're all there trying to help everybody, you know, get on board so that everybody can, you know, find solutions, get healthy. So you got, you know, the usual. You got Liberty, Deanna Spingola, Catherine Ann, Fiona, you got Yanni, you got Shy, you got Ty, you got Brian, you got Sherry at Three Hearts Church, and then you got me. So, help anybody you can financially. Encourage that as well. And if you can't, because you're broke, because you got, you know, you just can't do it, don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. Just, you know, spread the information. Share what you've learned. Share what you've gotten from these shows. Share the radio broadcasts that we do. Alrighty. I always say at the end of these shows as well, you know, that we're still here by the grace of God. So until the next segment, to your health. Take care.